From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. After the $12 billion program announced by Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue in July to help farmers bear the brunt of the president's trade tactics, some farmers were thrilled while others were greatly disappointed. According to AgWeb.com, funds included in the market facilitation program were not distributed equally. Instead, the rates were based off tariff impact. Still, some ag organizations say the payments are off base and won't help farmers in need. The consistent message across various sectors of the industry is that trade is the solution, not aid. China slashed its forecast for the 2018-19 soybean imports as farmers reduced their use of the bean in animal feed because of the China-U.S. trade conflict. China's Ministry of Ag and Rural Affairs says imports of soybeans in the crop year that starts October 1st will be 83.65 million tons, down 10.2 million tons from last month's estimate. The ministry says the lower forecast was due to the promotion of lower protein feed for livestock and poultry. Bayer's Monsanto unit has urged a California judge to toss the $289 million verdict a jury awarded a man who said the company's glyphosate-based weed killers, including Roundup, caused his cancer. The company filed the post-trial motion last week for California Superior Court Judge Suzanne Bolanos to set aside the jury verdict, reduce the award, or grant a new trial, saying there was insufficient evidence for the jury to conclude glyphosate caused the man's disease.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.